Special thanks and shout out to our friends at the Colon Cancer Coalition for sponsoring the podcast. They're dedicated to encouraging screening and raising awareness of colorectal cancer. Whether you're a patient, survivor, caregiver, or just a good person, join them at one of more than 40 Get Your Rear in Gear events across North America. Learn more and find an event near you at coloncancercoalition.org. Welcome to the Man Up to Cancer podcast. I'm Trevor Maxwell. I'm a stage 4 colon cancer survivor, and I've got a message for other men. You don't have to go through this alone. What does it mean to man up to cancer? It means reaching out instead of isolating. It means having the courage to accept help along the way. To me, manning up isn't just about being tough. It's about knowing that we're stronger and smarter as a pack than we are as lone wolves. Hello and good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on what part of the world you're in today. I know Andrew Trollope, you're in England somewhere listening to this. I still have not been able to get it over to England and Scotland, the home of my ancestors. Definitely on the bucket list, so hope to see you soon, Andrew. Okay, today is a solo show. Unplugged, nothing going on, no guests, no crazy music like usual, you know, the full band and everything. Today I'm going to talk about colorectal cancer screening. This is, as you know, one of my areas of concern, areas of interest, areas that I scream from the rooftops on, because this is how I've been living my life the past 6 years. So I just actually went by my 6 year cancerversary, as we like to call it. Of living with stage 4 colon cancer. And for those of you playing along at home, if you haven't updated your scoreboard, 7 major open abdominal surgeries, more than 50 rounds of chemotherapy, immunotherapy, 1 clinical trial that I bombed miserably, and an ablation. This is new for me. So I'm going to have a radio frequency ablation coming up where I have 1 active metastasis right now, and they're going to put a needle into it, which is awesome because it's not a full surgery. So they're going to get a needle into it and use high frequency radio waves to burn it. I mean, pretty crazy, pretty cool, pretty sci-fi. So looking forward to that. Let's get that met out of the way and then, you know, get back to just managing this as a chronic illness and hopefully getting a hall pass for some of 2024. But screening is crucial. Screening is the screening for colorectal cancer can be the difference between living and dying. It can be the difference between being diagnosed at early stage, what stage 1, stage 2, early stage 3, or being diagnosed at the advanced stage. So advanced stage 3 or stage 4. So I want to start out today's show with, I'll probably go, I don't know, 15, maybe 20 minutes on this, depending on how long-winded I get, which those of you who know me, you know, you understand that I get long-winded. So definitions. So before we get to when should you screen for colon cancer or colorectal cancer, let's just go over some basic definitions, because sometimes after 6 years, I definitely feel too close to it. And I have to remember that when I was diagnosed, I was not anywhere near to being an expert on colorectal cancer. In fact, I never really knew anything about it, other than I did have a family history of grandparents with colorectal cancer, but that was like in their 60s, 70s. So definitely not something I was concerned about when I got diagnosed at age 41. I didn't know anything. I didn't really know that my colon was what it even was. I kind of had an idea what it did. It was like, I don't know if you're of a certain vintage, you remember Saturday Night Live skits and fake advertisements from the 80s. And they used to have this thing called, they had a fake ad for this cereal called Colon Blow. And the premise was, you know, that it, like, one box of Colon Blow would equal like 4,000 boxes of like regular cereal. And I knew that, you know, your colon had something to do with processing your food, your waste, but man, I certainly didn't know anything beyond that. Well, it's your large intestine, come to find out. And it's a pretty vulnerable spot, we've learned, for cancer to develop. you know, cancer developing in the colon or in the rectum further on down where the food goes are very vulnerable, very common spots for cancer. You just don't hear about them like with the awareness or regularity that you hear about breast cancer or lung cancer or some of the more ones that are more easy to talk about, I guess. So definition, sometimes you hear colon cancer, sometimes you hear rectal cancer. Colorectal cancer is the umbrella term. So that is the umbrella term for cancers that originate in the colon or rectum. And they are very similar biologically, just different parts of the gastrointestinal tract. And that's why they are kind of put together as colorectal cancer, which can be a little, that even that can be a little confusing. CRC. So the colorectal cancer community, we call it CRC, which is a nice acronym for it. We hope that, like, you know, we're moving toward this understanding in the general public when we talk about types of cancers, that it'll just be like breast, lung, CRC, like that'll start to become known and understood. Because when you hear about the rates of the numbers of people getting CRC and dying from CRC, it should be aware. Everyone should be aware of it and everyone should be screening appropriately for it. And that is what we are talking about today. Colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer diagnosed in both men and women each year in the United States, excluding skin cancer. In 2023, an estimated 153,000 adults in the U.S. Were diagnosed with colorectal cancer. And this takes us into the rise of young onset CRC. Over the past couple of decades, the incidence of colorectal cancer for older Americans, people above 50, has actually leveled off and is even decreasing. And I think that is attributed to more people are getting screening colonoscopy over the age of 50. More people are doing stool tests like Cologuard or FIT tests. You know, just more people are becoming aware of doing their cancer screenings over 50. But sadly and shockingly, where we are seeing the rise in colorectal cancer is in the younger people. So I'm just going to talk about like between 18 and 45. And that's what I'll expand it to 18 to 50. And if you're under 50 years old, you kind of come in this category of young onset CRC or also what's called as early age onset colorectal cancer. And this is the area where we really need to wake up. Young onset CRC is increasing, I believe, 2 to 3 percentage points a year. And it's been rising over the past couple decades. That is the reason why in 2021, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force lowered the age for people at average risk of colon cancer, the screening age. They lowered the screening age for people who are average risk and like no family history from 50 to 45. And that is out of recognition that there has been this rise in young people getting this. I have not heard a scientific consensus or anything pointing towards that when it comes to why is this happening. If there is one, then, and I'm talking to people in the CRC world every day, then somehow I've missed it. So please reach out to me. But the point is, we don't know why. It could be a number of factors, but it's happening. Colorectal cancer is already the leading cause of cancer death for men under 50, and it's the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50, just behind breast cancer. So it's right there. It needs attention. Let's move on to the question of how to screen. So we're going to get to this question of when should you screen, which is hopefully what some of you came for. Is like, well, when should I screen for colorectal cancer? But to do that, we have to answer the question, how to screen? So what are the currently available screening options that can help prevent colorectal cancer or catch it in the early stages, which is the hope? And catching it in the early stages is critical. For stage 4, which is when the disease has spread to other organs or distant lymph nodes, the overall survival at 5 years for stage 4 colorectal cancer is still less than 15%. And this has not changed at all since I've been a patient for 6 years. And for stages 1 through 3, you know, and some advanced stage 3s also have, you know, a tough outlook, but for most stage 3, and stages 1 and 2, of course, survival rate at 5 years is roughly between 70 and 90-plus percent, depending on the details. That is a massive difference in outcomes. And I should say, colorectal cancer is one of the... You can screen for this, and you can prevent it from reaching, you know, the stage where it's basically a killer. Other cancers, you know, many other cancers don't have screening tools. And you know, people rely on symptoms and often present it at later stages. So we actually have an opportunity with colorectal cancer to make ground. So here's some of the methods. So colonoscopy. Colonoscopy is still the gold standard of screening tests, and it identifies approximately 95% of colorectal cancer. It is also the only method that allows a gastroenterologist to both detect and remove potentially precancerous colon polyps, colon or rectal polyps. This is huge, you know, because, and I'm going to use my wife for an example. She, you know, is 46. She went in for her first colonoscopy and everything was clean except for one rectal polyp, like small 4 to 5 millimeters. So a sub-centimeter rectal polyp. It was removed during colonoscopy and it was deemed a pretty standard adenoma. And now she goes back in 5 years. But if she had not had that, you know, there's a chance that that polyp develops into cancer. So it's still the gold standard of screening tests, mostly because of that. You get the whole colon visualized and you can remove precancerous polyps. Moving on to stool test. So most of you are familiar with Cologuard. If you have not seen again, to Saturday Night Live, calling out a Saturday Night Live fake advertisement. The fake ad for Cologuard on Saturday Night Live, I think it was with Woody Harrelson, is freaking hilarious. Oh my gosh, you have to watch this. I will put it in the show notes and put it on social media. So you got to check that out. But it's a great test. So the Cologuard test looks for atypical DNA or traces of blood. The next generation Cologuard test that's coming out is 94% sensitivity for colorectal cancer at 91% specificity, which just means that less than 10% are false negatives or false positives. And for those who just aren't going to do colonoscopy, so we talk about the word adherence. Adherence for screening methods means, are you going to do it? You know, like, am I going to actually go to this colonoscopy that I'm supposed to have at 45, or am I just going to put it off forever because I really don't want to have that test? And maybe some friends have scared me off and told me it's horrible. I'm going to tell you right now, first of all of these screening methods, and colonoscopy included, are way better than getting colon cancer. They are easy. It's the inconvenience is so minimal. So based on, you know, saving your life versus saving your life and you know, being around for the people that you love. So, anyways, you can tell I get fired up about this stuff. So the Cologuard, you know, it's indicated for 45 over, again, average risk. If you have any type of family history, or if you have symptoms, which we'll get into later, you want to talk to your primary care physician or a gastroenterologist. But Cologuard is a fantastic test. It's going to detect almost all cancers. It's not going to detect most precancerous lesions, precancerous polyps. No other screening methods are going to detect that either. So just awareness. They're getting better at that. Like, there is some improved detection at like advanced neoplasia, which is basically just advanced changes in funky cells happening within a piece of flesh. But again, it's mostly for if you have the disease, but amazing tool, especially for those who are not going to do colonoscopy. There is another thing called a FIT test, F-I-T. It's fecal immunochemical test. And that is a lab test that looks for hidden blood in your stool. And FIT has a sensitivity of 70 to 86% for colorectal cancer. And the specificity is good. So 92 to 95%, meaning not very many false negatives or false positives, but not a great sensitivity. So it's going to miss some of the cancers. Another, you know, another criticism that I've heard of Fit, which I don't, I honestly don't know that as much about Fit as I do about the stool test, Cologuard, and colonoscopy, or even the blood tests that's that are coming out. So the another criticism I've heard about it is that you have to do it basically yearly. So we're going to move on to an emerging technology, which is blood-based tests. So a blood draw that will test you for colorectal cancer. This is not, you know, a fraud. Like, what was the thing with Elizabeth Holmes there? Theranos. Yes, Theranos was supposed to, you give some blood and it tells you every single cancer you have and everything wrong with you. That was turned out to be not accurate. But the new tests that are coming out are actually happening, and they are sensitive and reliable. Many companies are working in this space. The product that I'm aware of is Guardant Shield. So this is a product put out by Guardant Health. And full disclosure, Man Up to Cancer has partnered with Exact Sciences, which is the company that does the Cologuard test, and Guardant Health, which is the company that does the Shield blood taste testing kit, and many other companies in this space that help fund our men's cancer retreat, our chemo care backpacks, and our other programs. So, but this podcast is not beholden to any of them. I am speaking to you as Trevor, freaking colon cancer patient, and on behalf of all the people out there. If I have issues with the stuff that they put out, I sure am going to tell you. So the Guardant Shield test is basically a blood draw that it's not FDA approved yet. It's in the process of getting FDA approval, maybe like in 2025. Right now it is commercially available though. It's just generally not covered by insurance, but you can get it. And this blood test is really, really good at detecting cancer. So like stages, especially stages 2 through 4 tumors, it had, I believe, 100% detection rate. So if you have colorectal cancer, especially in stages 2, 3, 4, this blood test is almost certain to detect it. And then it's lower for stage 1. I think probably just because of look, I'm not a scientist, but I'm assuming this has something to do with the level of, DNA shedding of tumors, that's going up, as the stages, you know, move up. So, again, on the precancerous polyps, this test is not good at detecting precancerous polyps. So if you're someone who wants to make sure you don't have any precancerous polyps, you're still going to want to demand and get that colonoscopy if you can get it. If you can't, or if you don't want to do that, the Guardant Shield test, the Cologuard test, a FIT test, these are all good screening methods. And the reality of colonoscopy is that millions of Americans who are eligible to get one, because the age has been dropped to 45, are still not doing it for lots of reasons. Some people have heard horror stories. Some people say nothing's going up my butt, which is, you know, oh God, ironic, because all the things that you have to go through as a cancer patient are far more humiliating and emasculating if you're a guy than having a freaking colonoscopy. So I am actually a firm believer in the best test is the one that actually gets done. Adherence rate is huge. So, if you're not going to do a colonoscopy or you're not eligible, then definitely think about, talk to your PCP, primary care physician, about one or more of the non-invasive tests such as Cologuard, FIT, or Guardant Shield. Talk to your PCP about those options. We're finally moving on to when to screen. Trevor, when do I screen for colorectal cancer? Well, it all depends, of course. If you have a family history of CRC, it is appropriate to think about screening early, even in your 20s. That may mean pushing for an early colonoscopy or early tracking with some of these non-invasive options that I talked about. And the reason is that some people who had relatives in the past, like if your grandparent developed colon cancer or rectal cancer in their 50s, 60s, 70s, like later in life, you may be at risk of developing that earlier based on the trends that are happening. Secondly, if you have symptoms. So if you have symptoms at any age, you need to talk to your doctor about screening. What are the symptoms? So if you have any rectal bleeding like once or twice or occasionally, then, you know, and you have a hemorrhoid or something going on, that is not something that's like an emergency. But if it persists. So if it's not just a one or two time thing, if it's persistent, you noticing blood in your toilet or blood in your poop, that is a red flag. If you have abdominal or rectal pain, again, like unusual, long lasting, something that you're just thinking about, like, man, this pain is just not going away in your abdomen or in your rectum, that is a red flag. If you have a change in bowel habits, such as like unusual and persistent constipation or unusual and persistent diarrhea, or if you're noticing your stools are really thin, another red flag. And then weight loss. So weight loss that is not aligned with what you're doing for health and fitness. So you're starting to lose weight even though you're not trying. And then weakness or fatigue. And I have to raise my hand here. My only symptom of stage 4 colorectal cancer was fatigue, because it turns out I had a very large tumor in my ascending colon and my stool was able to go through it and I wasn't seeing any blood. I had no other symptoms. I had no abdominal pain, but I was anemic because my tumor was basically, I was shedding blood through my tumor. So if you have unusual and persistent fatigue, colorectal cancer, you definitely need to screen for colorectal cancer. And here's where I come to like the final area of this, is that we do not have a protocol for colorectal screening, colorectal cancer screening under 45. And this is huge because colonoscopy is now recommended at 45 for average risk. And even if you have symptoms, so all those symptoms I just listed, you go to your PCP or another provider and it can still be really hard to get a colonoscopy at any age. And there's still tons of blowback. Like patients are still routinely being told that they are too young for colorectal cancer, that their symptoms are due to other issues, even mental health issues. They are being pushed away, ignored, misdiagnosed for months or even years. And this is still happening, even though, you know, this information about young onset colorectal cancer shouldn't just be the purview of NCI designated big cancer centers in urban settings. Like, this information should be at the community level by now. So when these young people finally do get the proper diagnosis, a lot of times they are advanced stage 3 and a lot of times they are stage 4 and they have a terminal prognosis. And I have met many of these people personally. I have heard their stories. I have seen the devastation that this disease has brought to them and their families and friends. And I am extremely fortunate to still be here 6 years after, to be in that 15% that even, you know, makes it to the 5-year mark. And that is a combination of dumb luck, because I have a specific type of biology that responded to immunotherapy. It didn't cure me, but it definitely extended my life. So it was a combination of my dumb biological luck and also advocating for myself and getting the best care that I possibly can and having amazing teams, you know, here in Maine, and at Mass General Hospital and at Johns Hopkins, and at other places. So I'm in the lucky group, but so many of the people that I've met and people that I've become good friends with have died from this in their 20s, 30s, early 40s, and with young kids, some, you know, engaged to be married, people just starting their lives. We've even heard and we know of teenagers who are fighting this. So if your primary care physician does not listen, send them this podcast. Go, you know, bring them materials from go to Fight CRC, Fight Colorectal Cancer online, and download their materials about young onset colorectal cancer and bring it with you. Get in touch with them. They actually have people who will help you, you know, make arguments to your primary care physician or others that you need to have appropriate screening, or go over their heads, go over the PCP's head, be the squeaky wheel, show them the data. So don't take no for an answer. The truth is, like I said, we don't have a protocol for screening under 45, even though the 18 to 45 and even 18 to 50 range is the range that we're seeing the rise in the number of people getting diagnosed. So if you don't have any symptoms and you don't have family history, still consider a FIT test or a Cologuard test in your 30s, 40s. I know it's not, I know it's not technically recommended to 45. Maybe you can't get it done, but talk to your PCP about doing it. And then colonoscopy at 45. We're hearing about long waits. We're hearing about delays. You know, do everything you can to get in and have that colonoscopy. Bring them the data. Bring them the information. This is your life. So 45 for average risk, no symptoms, no family history. And then if you have symptoms or if you have family history, talk to your PCP at any age. Remember, this is your health. It is your life. By demanding appropriate screening, you're doing what the system says it wants us to do. The system, air quotes there, they want us to be proactive about our health, supposedly, and to have tests that cost pennies compared to the cost of treating cancer. So when we ask for it, when we want screening that will save us from a cancer and potentially save us from dying, they need to listen. Thanks everyone for being here. Check out manuptocancer.org. You can shoot me an email at trevor@manuptocancer.org anytime.
Thanks for listening to the Man Up to Cancer podcast. If you want to get behind our mission, you can connect with us, subscribe to our email list, and check out our other content at manuptocancer.com. And if you know a man struggling with the isolation that cancer can bring, let him know about us. The Wolfpack doors are always open.
Special thanks and shout out to our friends at the Colon Cancer Coalition for sponsoring the podcast. They're dedicated to encouraging screening and raising awareness of colorectal cancer. Whether you're a patient, survivor, caregiver, or just a good person, join them at one of more than 40 Get Your Rear in Gear events across North America. Learn more and find an event near you at coloncancercoalition.org.